New Jersey's coast is home to the salt marsh mosquito, which for centuries has bedeviled visitors and residents as a nuisance and carrier of disease. County programs have kept those mosquitoes and others under control. WHYY's Dana Bate reports climate change is shifting priorities, altering not only what mosquito programs are looking at, but also where they take place.
I'm flying 800 feet in the air in a Jet Ranger helicopter, looking down at the patchwork of salt marsh along the Delaware Bay. The pilot from the Cape May County Department of Mosquito Control is looking for patches of light green salt hay, known as Spartina patens. That's where the salt marsh mosquito breeds.
Sort of like the New Jersey state bird.
That's Peter Bozak, who runs the department. He says if it weren't for his department's work over the last century, mosquitoes would make this place uninhabitable.
Only the hardiest individuals, like the fishermen or the clammers or whoever, would be able to live here.
The salt marsh mosquito can carry eastern equine encephalitis, which can cause brain damage and even death. That's why biologists in the county have worked for decades to keep it under control. The pilot I flew with will go back to those light green patches and kill any mosquito eggs he finds. Other workers dig ditches and channels in the marsh to prevent standing water and allow larvae-eating fish to flow in with the tide. The salt marsh mosquito used to be the mosquito of greatest concern in the county.
It isn't so much anymore because the habitat has changed.
Rising sea levels due to climate change have encroached on the places where the salt marsh mosquito breeds. Fewer places to lay eggs means fewer of those mosquitoes.
This change in the climate is now becoming more preferable to other species that we might not have seen as much before, and now they're changing their populations and coming up.
The department is sort of playing mosquito whack-a-mole, still looking in the salt marsh, but also inland where other mosquitoes are becoming a problem. That includes the Asian tiger mosquito and the cattail mosquito. Both breed in fresh water, something the county is seeing more of as it gets more rain, whether it's pooling water in a plant saucer or a new pond. And both of those breeds carry dangerous diseases. Sometimes it isn't even clear where the cattail mosquitoes are coming from.
They're an extremely aggressive mosquito. They're very robust and beefy, and they can cause major nuisance problems in addition to being a vector for eastern equine encephalitis.
So Bozak and his team use dozens of traps around the county to keep an eye on what kinds of mosquitoes are out there and which ones might pose a threat to humans. His colleague Ed Sikora shows me one of the so-called New Jersey light traps near the department's headquarters.
Mosquitoes are first attracted to the light, and then there's a fan that basically sucks them down into the sample jar.
He unscrews the jar and shows me the day's collection so far.
So there's a lot of mush in there right now.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Believe it or not, our lab ID specialist can sort through all that stuff and make some sense of it.
Diane McNelly is the mosquito identification specialist and picks through about 3,000 mosquitoes by hand every day. And you go through one by one.
One by one.
Today, it's mostly salt marsh mosquitoes, but it varies by trap and by day. This year, she's noticed more Asian tiger mosquitoes than before. And last year, there was an influx of another breed that carries West Nile virus and other diseases.
It was odd. Very odd.
Cape May County is currently home to 45 of the state's 63 breeds of mosquitoes. The county only cares about the ones that carry diseases or bother humans. But Bozak says that number might fluctuate as the climate changes. It may get too warm for some breeds that show up early in the season. And it may get warm enough for some new species the area hasn't seen before, like Aedes aegypti, also known as the yellow fever mosquito. That mosquito carries lots of diseases, including Zika, and usually lives in the south. But Bozak has gotten reports that it's moving north due to warming temperatures.
We haven't really seen it here in New Jersey, but who knows? I mean, that could become our next problem. We don't know.
Bozak says the trapping system means his team will be the first to know when dangerous new breeds of mosquitoes appear in Cape May County. The question then becomes how to get rid of them. Dana Bate, WHYY News.